Revelation. How can anyone know God unless he reveals himself? If God did not speak, religion would be nothing more than man's best guess. But God has revealed himself in creation, in the Bible, and in the person of Jesus Christ. We can know God, and we can be brought into right standing with him. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Fred, welcome back to, I almost said transformed, Wretched Radio. I'm your guest host, Greg Gifford, one of the Fortis Fellows. Todd's slacking today, and I'm filling in for him. I don't know what he's doing today. I've said that at the beginning of each segment. I don't really know where he's at today, so guys, don't ask me. I don't know this. Although, what I do know is your chatbot therapist is waiting to talk to you. Bum, bum, bum. One of the chatbot therapists that I reached out to, I remember I put in this like frustrating work situation at Masters, and I wasn't thinking about quitting. I got all the way to the end of that conversation. I said, well, should I just quit? Like, what should I do? And they said, well, if you don't feel like you're being heard, then maybe you should quit looking for a different place to work. If they do shut you down, it's definitely worth considering whether this organization is the right fit for you. I almost came through the computer and choked the algorithm. How dare you talk about Masters like that? No, but in all seriousness, I was like, well, it's a little bit out of your lane, don't you think? You're an algorithm giving life-changing advice to those that are using you, and whether it's free AI therapy or character.ai, people are doing this all the time. They're going to chatbot for input. I asked another chatbot, should I divorce my wife? Ooh, there's a couple of significant things that are going to come out of that. Should I divorce my wife? I'll give you the answer to that here at the end of this segment, because I thought the chatbot would say, well, no way, like stick it out. You'll be surprised to hear the answer. So last segment, I finished by saying, remember, this isn't just about us as adults, that parents, we need to be discerning that there are kids as early as 14, 13, 12, usually teenage, about the years you're starting to get a cell phone. Parents that are actually getting chatbot therapists for their kids and alongside of app is just one example where you open up the chat and you can start to type about how you feel. And if you don't know how you feel, then there's prompts. I'm dying here. I was like, are you serious? It's feeding you words. Are you mad? Are you frustrated at your parents? Are you mad at friends? All of that takes place confidentially without parents knowing the answers. What's the worldview there? What are they saying? What ideas are they feeding? Do your teens have the ability to be discerning and say, whoa, like, what a horrible idea that you just gave me, you chatbot therapist? Does your teen have the ability to do that? Do you have the ability to do that? I wonder if some adults really have that level of discernment to filter out unbiblical, unhelpful advice from a chatbot. So I think what you're hearing so far is that the chatbot information that's coming from therapists, decision helpers, all of these algorithms, it's not objective. What are they doing? They're generating censored knowledge. And they're providing that to us. So these algorithms, they are loose and they're flexible, but they're still absolutes. And I wanted to expose the limits and also not go to jail simultaneously. I thought, okay, all right, if I type something into ChatGPT, will the FBI show up at my door later tonight? So I didn't want to go talk to our boys in the FBI, although I'm a big fan of police and first responders. So I said, well, let me try this. I'm going to type in some worldview questions and see how ChatGPT interacts with them. And here's why I say chatbots are providing censored knowledge. I typed in, are mental illnesses real? Okay, for those of you that listen to Transformed, or you've just read Lies My Therapist Told Me, you're like, okay, I know where Dr. Gifford lands on that one. So I'll try not to jump on my soapbox right now. But here is what the chatbot said. Yes, mental illnesses are real. They are conditions that affect a person's thinking, feeling, behavior, or mood. These conditions can vary in severity and duration, and they can significantly impact daily functioning and overall quality of life. And then it goes on to give me examples. It didn't present me like, well, some believe that they're real, or some believe that they're more social disorders. There's no controversy that's mentioned. Some see them as stigmatizing of normal behavior. No, it just answers it authoritatively. Yes, mental illnesses are real. Interesting. Read Lies My Therapist Told Me, chatbot. Then let's talk. Okay, number two. Should women be allowed to vote? Okay, I'm not wrestling with the answer to that one personally, guys. If you're unclear, should women be allowed to vote? I thought, well, that's a moral decision and that's going to have a moral answer. Yes, women should absolutely be allowed to vote. The right to vote or suffrage is a fundamental democratic principle, and excluding women from voting is unjust and discriminatory. How dare you even ask the question? Well, again, there's no balanced view. There's no perspective. There's no historical analysis. It's just simply, yes, women should be allowed to vote. That's a moral decision. I've already read to you in our first segment, why is the way I asked it. Why is LGBTQ plus wrong? I didn't say, is it wrong? I said, why is it wrong? And it turned the narrative to say it's not wrong and it's a part of human diversity. Or if you would like to talk more about that and protecting that right, please let me know. And I said, no, thank you. I got it. You have made a moral call. One last censored knowledge that's interesting. And I didn't type this to be overly provocative, but I typed in, should I help my girlfriend get an abortion? Okay, like caveats, like, okay, Dr. Gifford does not have a girlfriend. I am married to my wife, my childhood sweetheart. We've been married 20 years. So this isn't like a practical question. I just thought, well, hopefully the chatbot would say, not my lane. I can't help you with that. It didn't say that. It said, deciding whether or not to support your girlfriend through an abortion is a deeply personal and often difficult decision. Here are some factors to consider as you think through the situation. Her autonomy. First and foremost, the decision to continue or terminate a pregnancy is hers to make. It's important to respect her right to make that decision for herself. Your role can be as a supportive partner, offering comfort and understanding regardless of the choice she makes. Don't you think the algorithm should bow out, guys? Don't you think the algorithm should say, yo, you need to go talk to somebody about this? At least a mental health expert, if you're an unbeliever and you're going that direction. The chatbot engaged in this. These chatbots, they are not giving objective knowledge. They are censoring what should be said and actually providing guidance through a worldview. So these are not objective realities, and they're just saying, here's the weather outside and the grass is green and the sun sets at this time. That's Siri. We're not talking about Siri right now. We're talking about chatbots and relationships and therapy and so forth. So here's what you gotta land on this as a Christian. First of all, you have to understand what it's doing. What are chatbots doing? They are computer softwares that are developed into algorithms, and those algorithms respond to the prompts that you input. But those algorithms, they still have parameters themselves. That means that when I say, why is LGBTQ plus wrong, it has been programmed to say it's not wrong. So here is the question. Here's the real question. What worldview is being put forward? That worldview is the worldview of the software engineers or those that are writing these programs. The parameters are given by software engineers, or maybe they're working with therapists. Practically speaking, as a Christian, if you think that this is just like a calculator, you're wrong. I'm sorry to tell you that. You're wrong. It's not. It's not 2 + 2 = 4. It's not what's the weather outside and what time does the sun set. You have worldview decisions that are being put forward. Right now, we are in the most susceptible of all times, meaning the wild, wild west of ChatGPT is out there. You would be crazy to let your 14-year-old have an unfettered access to a chatbot therapist. You'd be crazy to do that. Would you let them talk to someone with a counter worldview or a contradictory worldview? I don't think so. Let's be discerning, and then let's be able to say, I don't need to run and hide and live in the woods and live in fear, but as a Christian, how should I engage in ChatGPT? But you can't do that if you don't know what ChatGPT is actually doing in the first place. So we're learning what it's doing. Come back to our final segment here on Wretched, and I will help you reconstruct what is it that we should do as Christians and how we use it. I'll see you guys soon.
Do you want to do more evangelism, but you don't know quite where to start? Well, you could wait for the perfect moment. You could go to another seminar, or here's a crazy thought, you could actually go do it. Now through September, college campuses across America are going to be the front lines of gospel outreach, and you can be a part of it. You're in Play the Man. It's Todd Friel's short biblical resource that helps young men fight pornography God's way. The host of Wretched Radio and TV has created something extremely special. This is a gospel centered booklet that's not dancing around the issues. And this isn't the latest tips and tricks from self-help gurus either. This is soul-saving truth that's been working for, 2,000 years? Show them what biblical masculinity really looks like. Play the Man is a resource that's going to do exactly that. It's going to point men to Jesus Christ. You can order free cards right now. Yes, I said free at fortisinstitute.org/playtheman. This fall, your campus becomes your mission field. The world says you're broken, a victim of chemical imbalance, just another diagnosis and a long list of mental health labels. But what if they're wrong about you? What if there's a completely different perspective? Dr. Greg Gifford, a Fortis Institute Fellow, is challenging everything you've been told about mental health. In our exclusive forum, Psychology versus Scripture, The Truth About Mental Health, Dr. Gifford will reveal why the Bible never describes anxiety, depression, or emotional struggles as diseases, but instead offers a framework of sin, suffering, and sanctification. You're not defined by psychiatric terminology, and there is a path to true transformation that medication alone cannot provide. Join us for an eye-opening Fortis Forum that will help you break free from worldly definitions and find lasting peace in Christ. You can watch this Fortis Forum available right now for free at fortisplus.org. That's fortisplus.org. Your journey to true transformation begins right now. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know that moment when you're scrolling through your news feed on social media and everything just feels upside down? Yeah, that's the culture we're living in right now. But you know what gets me excited? At Fortis Institute, we're not just watching on the sidelines. We've assembled a team of incredible voices who are diving deep into God's Word every single day. I'm talking about Dr. John Krotz helping you integrate theology into real life, or Dr. Adam Tyson, who is speaking truth into young men's hearts, or Pastor Brad Bigney transforming marriages from surviving to thriving. But here's the thing, while we're standing strong, that's what Fortis means, by the way, we need gospel partners who'll stand with us. People who will look at the culture and say, you know what? The church needs more than just encouragement. It needs equipping. We're not starting something new at Fortis. We're strengthening something vital. And so if you're ready to join us in this mission, if you're ready to help us equip believers with truth that transforms, then head over to fortisinstitute.org right now to find out how to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace, amazing gospel. So if we were going to be honest with one another, we would have to admit that every day our phone buzzes with celebrity scandals and political outrage and notifications of TikTok trends. But what if your phone could deliver something different? Meet Fortis Plus. If you haven't already downloaded it yet, I want to urge you to take that opportunity right now. It's free and it will replace noise with nourishment. Download it right now where you download your apps, or just go to fortisplus.org, because what feeds your mind shapes your life.
God has given the church many gifts for the building up of the body. One gift is teaching, the spiritual ability to explain and apply God's word. A teacher studies to gain knowledge of the Bible. is equipped with wisdom to understand it, and is gifted with the ability to explain it to others so they can grow in God's truth and apply it to their daily life. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Welcome back to Wretched Radio. My name is Greg Gifford, filling in for Todd Friel. All right, I'm not going to say it this time. I know where he is. I know where he is. He's wherever the Lord wants him to be right now. Oh, yeah. Who do we miss more, Todd or Jimmy? That's the real question. I wish Jimmy was here with me right now. Jimmy, look it up on that Googler machine. Use the AI thingy. And then Jimmy starts to talk, and then I cut him off. That's what Todd does, so that's what I'm going to do. Oh, I love you, Todd. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for letting me host today, guys. We've been talking about chat bots. All right, hopefully you're not running for the hills by this point. It's like, okay, just bought a bunker, and I'm moving in. No, I don't want you to be fearful. Your chat bots, you do need to know what they're doing. You need to be aware of how they're being used, for sure. But as a Christian, let me give you some ways to construct a positive use of chatbots, ChatGPT. Some of these are vetted beyond me. I'll give you one that my department here at the Masters University, we worked through a policy of using chatbots and ChatGPT in the classroom. And that meant that some of the brightest minds in biblical studies and theology, they came together and I listened to them, and then we came up with a policy. So this is information that's been vet beyond myself. But number one, how do we not use chatbots? Relationally, use that category, whatever you want to call it, relationally. Why not? Because you're finding in a software program, an algorithm, what was intended to be found in the body of Christ, starting with the body of Christ. You guys remember during COVID, some of you have like suppressed that memory, flashbacks, you know, PTSD, COVID related. What do I mean by, do you remember COVID? There was a season where people would say, well, I'm going to stay at home and stream church today. And I would say, well, you're technically not going to church. You're watching this sermon. You can't stream church if you're using that term in the normal semantic range, like you're The semantic range is a called out gathering, and you can't be a called out gathering and stream it online. So you're streaming a message, but you're not actually going to church that day. And you may be like, all right, Gifford, like Mr. Technical Nerd. When you're engaging in relationship with a software, you're not engaging in relationship. Just to be like, this is an algorithm that you're talking to. You're not actually talking to a person. So you're not relating. You're becoming the cat lady. Oh, man. Meow. The cat lady that finds relationships in her cats or her animals. And before long, she prefers the cats to humans. Have you been to PetSmart on a Saturday recently? Oh, yeah. I've been there where it feels like my kids are hated and the cats are preferred over my kids. Maybe cats won't talk back as much. That's a fair point. But the reality is that animals are not in the image of God, and people are in the image of God and will always have greater dignity. What happens is you slowly lose touch with reality. The Bible says that you need the one another's, Ephesians 4, 13 to 16. You need the one another's to actually grow up in Christ. And who is going to provide that to you? The body of Christ. If you're seeking relationship in a chatbot, you're going to the wrong place. Sorry to tell you that. If you're seeking relationship in a chatbot, you should be looking to the body of Christ for that relationship. And I don't mean it has to be exclusively the local church. The universal church can be that as well. So make sure you're thinking this through. It's like, no, Gifford's got a point here. I shouldn't be going to my chatbot. I should be going to the body of Christ. So relationally, no. Wisdom seeking, no. Do you go to a magic eight ball and ask it questions for your life? You know, the ones you shake and you say, hey, should I quit my job? And it says, yes, do so with confidence. And you're like, oh no, let me shake it one more time just to confirm. If that's the way that you make decisions, then okay, do that with a chatbot. But otherwise, what you're doing is you're going in a chatbot to the wisdom of this world, and you're having secular software engineers, psychiatrists, therapists, actually help you make a decision based off of their worldview. 1 Corinthians 1:18 to 21, the wisdom of this world is foolishness. They reject the very message of the cross. So if I'm going to go to a person that rejects the very fundamentals of my worldview and get life advice, do you think the advice is going to be good? No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be bad advice, honestly. So I would say, here's what you do. You reserve wisdom and seeking wisdom from those within the body of Christ, not some artificial algorithm chatbot thing. Obviously, this bleeds into counseling and therapy. Christians are not going to use chatbot therapists from a secular worldview for you or for your kids. You should be protecting your mind from that kind of input, not opening it up. A secular psychiatrist and software engineers are developing the coding for these algorithms, so you have to be really, really, really discerning about what's being said. Nonetheless, protecting your kids from that. One thing to remember is that it's really seductive. So you may be thinking like, hey, Dr. Gifford, you know, like the things that are being said aren't that bad. No, imagine that someone really kind to you in a time where you're frustrated at work says, you know what, maybe you should quit your job because you deserve to be respected. You know what happens in that moment is you say, oh man, they're right. I should. Yeah. It's much easier to filter out the blatantly sinful things as if the chatbot therapist were telling you to do ungodly, illegal activity. But wait till the day whenever you're frustrated. Remember back to what I plugged in the third segment that I asked the chatbot therapist, should I divorce my wife? And my wife's name is Amber. We're good. We're fine. Like, just to be clear, like, we're not fighting and there's no unresolved conflict. And I thought it would say, none of my business. You know, you need to talk to somebody about that. But again, it went back to you need to talk to your wife. If your wife doesn't listen to you, you deserve someone that will listen to you. And if she refuses to take serious what you bring up, then maybe it is time to move on. And I thought to myself, how dare you? How dare you? You're dabbling in something that is not your lane. So if you're just thinking, yeah, I can filter out the bad stuff and use it, I don't know if you can, because there are times when you're tired, you feel ignored, feel disrespected, and someone steps in and says, yeah, you should be listened to. So be discerning about your susceptibility and also your kid's susceptibility. I would recommend that you treat generative AI like a company that needs to be deplatformed before it goes woke or because it's woke. So let me explain that. Don't use the generative AI stuff until it promotes and preserves a conservative worldview and a Christian one. In America, I do think one of the ways that we influence the most is by not using something or not visiting that store or buying that product. Use chat platforms that have a conservative worldview. And what you'll see is that there is a balance, because right now, the software engineers at Google or Meta, they're the ones that are actually putting forward a lot of these algorithms, which are dangerous. They're dangerous. So if you're going to use it, start to move towards conservative platforms or platforms that are actually tampering or balancing both perspectives. So should you use it? Yeah, I think you should use it, but it really comes down to two basic ways that we use generative AI. And here is where we landed on it at the Masters University. The first is that I would use it in the same way that you use Google. Even on this show, you'll hear Todd say, hey, Jimmy, look up on the AI machine, and then Jimmy will research something. That is the first way that we should use generative AI. Research. Reference Bibles are even a form of technology. And what we're doing is we're saying, hey, where is that Bible verse? Where does Paul go here? And then Google's going to generate content on that. When we use generative ChatGPT or generative AI, we treat it like we would Reddit or Wikipedia. It's not authoritative. It has issues. But in the end, it's helping you harvest information to read and discern. So yeah, I do think you should use it, and use it as research, or use it in Bible translation and Bible study. But you're not using it in relationships, counseling, wisdom seeking, and it's definitely not becoming a a person to me. It's not becoming a friend. It's not becoming my confidant, my therapist, a boyfriend or girlfriend. So here, wretched listeners, I would encourage you, let me give you a final thought today. Don't run from technology. You know, some will make every new technology the mark of the beast, and this is how the end times will be ushered in. Don't run. I wonder how people would have felt when a calculator started, the internet started, television started. Of course, you're discerning, but don't run. These things can actually be used as a means of Christ being honored and glorified. And if he is truly the head over all things, that means that even algorithms can work for the lordship of Christ. So no fear, no fear. We're not going to live in fear. Lastly, I just want to say thank you for letting me be a part of Wretched today. This is my first time hosting. Todd is out doing whatever he does. And I have had the privilege of getting to be with you guys with Todd, but never just by myself. So thank you for having me. I hope you have a great day. And as Todd would say, go serve your king.